Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm so glad you're tuning in again. Today we're diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries with social media. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Like you just can't seem to put it down, even when you know you should? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, social media isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool for connection, learning, and even just pure entertainment. But when it starts controlling our time, our attention, and even our emotions, it's time to hit the pause button and set some healthy boundaries. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your social media life, because remember, you're in control, not the other way around. First up, awareness is key. Think of this like a fitness journey. Before you start hitting the gym, you need to assess your current fitness level, right? The same goes for social media. Take a good hard look at your usage patterns. How much time are you actually spending scrolling? What apps are sucking up most of your attention? Being aware of these patterns is the first step towards making positive changes. Next, define your why. Why do you even use social media? Is it for staying connected with friends and family, discovering new ideas, or just escaping from boredom? Having a clear purpose helps you prioritize and avoid mindless scrolling. Remember, every minute spent online is a minute not spent doing something else. Something that truly brings you joy or fulfillment. Third, schedule your social media time. Think of it like any other important appointment in your day. Block out specific times for checking your feeds and stick to them as much as possible. This helps create mental boundaries and prevents social media from bleeding into every waking moment. Now, let's talk about the power of digital detox days. Choose 1 or 2 days a week where you completely unplug from social media. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, your hobbies, or even just enjoy some peace and quiet. You might be surprised how refreshing it feels. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside your phone. Don't let the curated perfection of social media overshadow the beauty of everyday experiences. Put down your phone when you're spending time with loved ones, enjoying a meal, or simply taking in the sights and sounds around you. Think about it. Remember those childhood summers where your days were filled with adventures and laughter, not endless scrolling? Recapture that feeling by prioritizing real-life connections and experiences. Let me tell you a quick story. I was working on a project recently, super focused, when my phone started buzzing with notifications. It felt like this constant tugging at my attention. I realized I had fallen into the trap of checking social media every few minutes. So I did something drastic. I put my phone in another room. It was surprisingly liberating. I got so much more work done and felt a huge sense of calm knowing I wasn't constantly bombarded by digital distractions. It reminded me that sometimes, the best thing you can do for your productivity and mental well-being is to simply step away from the screen. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your usage patterns, define your why, schedule social media time, take regular digital detox days, and most importantly, remember that real life is happening outside your phone. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting healthy boundaries with social media? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks for navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay connected, but not too connected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.